Well, good morning, y'all. I am so excited to see you all. It is finally here. We have been praying over this study for each and every one of you for over a year now. We started this curriculum last November, and so it's so fun to see you all here today. There are so many ways you could have chosen to spend your Wednesday morning, but you have chosen to dedicate your time and energy to knowing God through the study of His Word. And it is the best way that you can spend your time because studying God's word matters. God's word teaches us about the creator of the universe and his rescue plan through Jesus. And his word gives us instruction of how to live a life that fully trusts and rests in him. So as we study together this year, I pray that you would come to know the Lord in new ways, that you would understand who he is and what he's done. So I want to take a minute to tell you what to expect in women's Bible study. Some of you are old pros. You're like, I know this. I've done this for 10 years now. And some of you, this is your first time here. And welcome. So I want to tell you, we use a threefold approach to women's Bible study. So the first approach is through independent study. So like Gigi said, you're going to go to your small group room and you're going to get your curriculum. The ask is that you would take time this week to sit and study God's word. It's broken up into lessons and questions, and it's designed so that you can dig into the scriptures, understand more of what God's word says, what it means, and how it's applicable today. So we want you to take the time. Now, some of you, you're sitting here thinking, I only have this much time in my week to do it. That's great. We would love for you to find multiple times in the week, but if you only have one chunk of time, that is wonderful. But if not, do whatever you can each and every day. It's broken up into different sections, but if you can only get to one question a day, great. We know that as you spend time in God's word, it's going to settle onto your heart and it's going to lead to growth and flourishing. So this coming week, you're going to read through the introduction, and that's going to walk you through the story of scripture. Where are we from Genesis up to 1 Samuel to give you the story and also start thinking about what is this book talking about? What is 1 Samuel and Psalms all about? And then we're also going to ask that you work through lesson one and then come next week ready to discuss it. But the biggest thing, when you go, we want you to stop, sit, and pray first and foremost. Ask the Holy Spirit to teach you, to work in your life, to say, Lord, what do you want me to gain through this? And then to start working slowly and surely. So that's the first part, independent study. Second part is through teaching. So every week you're going to come right into this room. And I know we had worship this morning and it was so wonderful, but we're not going to have it every week. But we have an incredible rotation of godly women who are going to bring the passage to life. They're going to walk through the scripture that you've worked through during the week, but they're going to help explain it in a deeper way to understand what does this mean and how can I live it out each and every day. And so if there's a week that you can't join us, totally fine. We're going to record the teaching and we'll have it posted online on the watermark.org/women webpage by Friday. So you can find it there. So that's the second part, is through teaching. The third part is through small groups. This is my personal favorite part of women's Bible study. So after we have teaching in here, you're going to go out to your small group rooms. Most of you will be around here, and then we have some rooms across in the West Tower. And so we'll post the room numbers later. But you're going to go to your small group room, and you're going to be able to discuss, what did we learn in the teaching? What did I learn during the week as I was doing my study? Small group is a time for you to come and discuss and wrestle, encourage, listen, be reminded of truth. And we have an incredible group of faithful women who are going to lead that discussion. They're going to be wearing these shirts today, and they're going to be in each and every one of your rooms. And so some of you are going to walk in, and you're going to be like, oh my gosh, three of my best friends are here. This is great. And then some of you are going to walk in, and you're going to think, I know absolutely nobody in this room. Or you may walk in, and you're like, yeah, I have nothing in common with these women. It happens every year. It feels like we're in middle school again, which nobody wants to be there again, but it's different, I promise. Rest assured that all summer we have taken time to pray before, during, and after as we have set these groups. And we've changed them multiple times, but we trust that it's exactly as the Lord intended. And one thing I love is that we prioritize having mixed age small groups because we believe the command of Titus 2 for older women to teach younger women. So this doesn't just mean that it's going to be a difference of 30 years. And it might be, and that's going to be great. But it also could be women who are a few years older than you, but they're a step ahead in their walk with the Lord. Or maybe they're in a different season of life, and we're going to learn from one another, and it's going to be so beautiful. So if you are an older woman in your group, take time to pour into the younger women. It is a gift to have them in there. A lot of them are trying to figure out, how in the world do I wrestle kids? Or how in the world do I do this whole adult thing? Or if you're a younger woman with older women in the group, y'all, take advantage of it. There is so much wisdom that God has given them through life and experience, and we can learn so much from one another. I love that that's what we're going to be doing. So, women's Bible study is made up of so many different women. We have single women. We have married women. We have people who've been members here from the very beginning. We have women here who this is your very first time in this big old place. We have some women who walked in here on cloud nine, and some that are like, I barely got here because my life is a mess right now. Wherever you may be, we're so excited that you're here. I pray that you would be met in women's Bible study with the love of God and the love of God's people. It is a provision for us to be here. Okay, so I know I said there were three things to expect in women's Bible study, but I wouldn't have finished my talk if I didn't talk about the fourth one. And it's more of a warning to us all. Y'all, there is an enemy who wants nothing more than to prevent us from studying, knowing, and living out God's word. And I promise you, if things are going to go crazy in your life, it's going to be the minute you sit down to do your study or on Wednesday mornings. So just be aware. It happens all the time. For me, it was always Thursday nights. It's when things would go crazy. But I pray that you would persevere. Make coming here and participating a priority, because God is going to use this year, your time in the Word, and the women in your group to transform your life and the lives of those around you. And it's going to be so cool to see when we get to April to celebrate all that God has done this year. Okay, so those are a few things of what to expect in women's Bible study. Now I want to tell you my favorite part. What we're going to be studying. So if you weren't aware, we're studying 1 Samuel and the Davidic Psalms, or the Psalms that David wrote. And so 1 Samuel is an Old Testament book. It comes right after the books of Judges and Ruth. And so if you were with us 2 years ago, we studied those books. Not totally fine. But 1 Samuel picks up right where Judges left off. So the very last line in the book of Judges says, "In those days there were no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes." And so that's where we find Israel as we pick up the book of 1 Samuel. The nation is in complete chaos, and the people are in moral decay. But here's the thing. God had always been Israel's king. He had a plan from the very beginning, and he said, "I will take care of you." But the people of Israel began to look around and said, "No, we don't want that. We don't want to follow you, God. We actually want a human king to look like our neighbors around them. We want a mighty warrior who's going to go out and fight our battles." And so we're going to see the transition from tribal rule to monarchy, looking at the first two kings of Israel, Saul and David. So Saul was the first king that God raised up, and he was exactly what the people looked like. He was tall, strong, and handsome. But outward appearance is no substitute for character. Because even though Saul looked great on the outside, inside, he was so insecure. And he cared more about pleasing the people and looking good in front of the people rather than following God. So our key verse for this year is 1 Samuel 16, verse 7b. It says, "For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart." So even though the people of Israel rejected God as king, God still had a plan. And even though Saul was given chances over and over and over again to follow God, he rejected him and decided to go his own way. But God had a plan. So God raised up the next king of Israel, King David. And David is known as a man after God's own heart. David trusted in God's way over his own way. And we're actually going to read a lot of the trials of David's life. So after David is anointed as king, he's basically going to go on the run from Saul, who was chasing after him. His life is not going to go according to plan by any means. And I'm so excited for us to dive into the Psalms of this part to see the laments that David brought before the Lord, but was able at the end of the day to praise God, to say, "My life is not how I thought it would be, and I don't like this, but God, I know your way is better than my own way, and I trust you. So that's what we're going to see through David. He lived with a heart surrendered to God. So my prayer is through the examples of these men and the other men and women we're going to meet through 1 Samuel, that you will be able to understand what does it look like to live with God as the true king of our lives, to trust his way over our own ways, and to know that all God wants is your heart. He doesn't want your perfection. He doesn't want your striving. He doesn't want your religious rituals. He just wants you, broken as you may feel, as put together as you may feel. He just wants you to come before him and sit with an open hand, even in those times where you don't understand what's going on or times that life is good, to say, God, I trust you because I know your character and I know who you are and I can trust you. He just wants you to come with a heart that's open and ready to listen and obey. So I don't know what you're bringing in today, but I know that God sees you, loves you, and wants to walk with you. He's intimately acquainted with all of your ways, and he cares so deeply. So we can bring whatever hurts, whatever joy, sadness, happiness, whatever it may be, to the throne of grace. God is ready and waiting to hear that from you. So I pray that you would come to know that more and more as we go through 1 Samuel. So y'all, just a reminder, this week you're going to read through the introduction lesson, and then you're going to go through lesson one and come back next week ready to discuss. So I'm going to pray for us, and then I'll tell you guys about where your small group rooms are. So Lord, thank you for each and every one of the women that are here today. God, they are provision, Lord. I just pray for our time as we go to small groups that you would begin to knit the hearts of these women together as they are in their small groups. And Lord, I just pray for time this week that you would just multiply our time so that we can have time to set aside, to be in your word, to see the story of Hannah and the birth narrative of Samuel and how you are going to be working through this book. Lord, I pray for our time this semester, Lord, and we're going to thank you now for what you're going to do because we know that you're going to be at work. So we love you and we praise you in your name. Amen.